Good Wednesday. Today is January the 28th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to continue today talking about different educational opportunities in livestock. Today, focusing on sheep and all about sheep as we visit with John Yost, and he fills us in on the details of this unique OSU Extension program. All that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me today is John Yost. John is the OSU Extension Ag Educator in Wayne County. And John, thanks so much for your time. We want to talk sheep today. A lot of sheep programming going on in the winter months and a neat series that you guys have called All About Sheep. I guess I'm curious, where did the idea come from to do a program really focused around sheep?
To be honest with you, sometimes we don't come up with a new novel idea. We copy what has been successful with others. Another one of our extension educators here at Ohio State, Presley Burma, over in Seneca County, had a program for the last several years called All About Goats. It was very successful, very good attendance to that, honestly, worldwide. I think she had 1,800 people that would sign up, had registered for that, and they had several hundred in attendance. And I called her up and was like, have you ever thought of expanding this to some other subjects and species? And she said, yes, but she didn't have time. So I asked, do you care if I take a part of this and run, and will you help? And she agreed to both. So that's really where we got the idea for the program and kind of the format, and registrations are coming in very well, but we want to continue to promote the event and make it available to as many producers here in Ohio as we can.
Absolutely. Well, no reason to reinvent the wheel. If there's success there already, just build on it. And I really like the way it's structured, that these are just one-hour segments in the evening, so they don't take a lot of time, but something that folks can commit to. Two sessions in February and two in March. Maybe take us through the calendar, when those are, and what the topics are that you'll cover.
Absolutely. So the very first session is going to be on February 3rd. And for each of, session of this four-part series, it's going to go from 7 to 8 p.m. There'll be the presentation or two some nights, and then an opportunity for, there'll be a Q&A chat room where you can propose your questions, and then the presenters can try to answer those live that evening, or we'll be collecting your contact information. So there may be some behind the scenes kind of after the fact follow up with some of those questions. But again, the first session is February 3rd, begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, in case we do have some that are outside of the state. Our first presenter that evening is going to be Dr. Brady Campbell, who is Ohio State's sheep specialist. The title of his presentation is going to be the Management Continuum, a calendar, you know, calendar-based management of sheep. And he's going to go through a typical typical year in the management of sheep. What happens in October, November, you know, each month, going to kind of go through and point out on in a typical management situation, these are the normal activities that you would expect to be doing. So be laying that out over the course of the year, talking about, you know, just the maintenance of animals, breeding, gestation, a little bit on nutrition, some health management, just some of the basic steps that then later on will expand. And I should say, you know, overall, this program is for, we're looking at that novice producer, regardless of what they intend to be raising sheep for. They may have a one or two that are just pets, or they may be new in, and this is going to be a source of income, or ideally a source of income for the farm, but they're just getting started and they've never raised sheep, and they really want to get some of that basic information to help get themselves going. The second night is February 17th, again at 7 o'clock, and we've entitled it Feed My Sheep. It's a Nutrition 101, so I'll be covering part of that program where we do the basics of, you know, how to read a forage test. They've sent a hay sample off and had it analyzed. How do you interpret those results when you get them back? We'll talk about reading a feed tag on a bag of grain that may be getting, and then also talk about some of the different feedstuffs and what they how they fit into a diet. So what does corn do? What does soybean meal do? Brewer's grains, cottonseed meal, just some broad range, not getting too specific, but more classes of feed. And then one of our extension specialists, Jacob Copeland, he's going to talk about actually formulating a diet for your animals there at home that you can do, because these may be producers that can't afford a nutritionist. So what can they do on their own to try to meet the nutritional needs of their animals?
We'll be back to hear more from John about the All About Sheep program after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue our conversation now with John Yost, telling us about the All About Sheep program hosted by OSU Extension. And John, what does the schedule look like?
February 3rd, February 17th, March 3rd, March 17th. So on March 3rd, we're going to talk about kind of setting your goals and then marketing accordingly. So why do you have sheep? What do you want to do with them? And then how do you manage and maybe market those if you are intending to sell those? Talk about culling decisions. You know, when is it a time to get these out of the flock? Depending on what your management situation is. For that evening, Jackie Smith, our educator down in Delaware County, and then also Tim Barnes in Marion County will be covering those topics. And then the final night, we have Dr. Nikki Joliffe. She is a veterinarian, I believe, in the Delaware County area. She's going to be talking about flock health. And this is going to be, again, on that base level of how do you know if your animal is sick? When do you need to be concerned? What is the basis of a flock health program? Those things that every producer should be able to know. Pharmaceutical products you may need to have on hand there at the farm. And really the most important thing is, how do you work with a veterinarian? So, you know, if they're new to animals, they haven't worked with that with a veterinarian before, and we stress in all of our animal programs, the most important relationship any livestock producer can have is with their veterinarian. And that's not just to take care of problems, but to help design that holistic animal health program and animal management program to make sure that they're meeting those needs of their animals and protecting their welfare at the same time.
Makes a lot of sense. Looks like a very well-rounded program. You really cover all the bases. And like you said, designed for novices, but something that probably everybody, even those seasoned sheep producers, could learn or get a little bit of a refresher from. If folks are interested in signing up, it's nice. This is online, so you can do it from the comfort of your own home. How do they go about getting more information or getting registered?
So we have, again, the informational flyer and all the registration material can be found at go.osu.edu/allaboutsheep26. So All About Sheep 26 is all lowercase, all one word. So go.osu.edu/allaboutsheep26. There's also my contact information. So if they really have questions that they need to talk to someone and answer, they can call me at the OSU Extension office here in Wayne County. My phone number is 330-264-8722. Be happy to talk about them. And then we also have this listed on multiple county events, their county web pages, their events calendars. We have that on ours. There's some information at wayne.osu.edu. So like I said, we're trying to get the word out. We hope that we know that we're going to have good attendance. We just want to make sure that as many producers are aware of what's going on. And if they think that this will be of benefit, they have a chance to set in. And I will mention that if they can't make the first one, or the first one doesn't interest them, but one of the others, they don't have to watch all of the presentations or attend. If there's something, if they just want to attend the nutrition one, that's perfectly fine. You can attend one, two, or all of them. That's purely up to you and your schedule. And eventually these will be posted to our county platform, but that'll be a while down the road. If you want the information, you know, this winter, you need to watch and attend the webinar. But if not, you want to wait, you know, a couple months, then they'll eventually make their way out online. But that's going to be a while.
Outstanding. Well, great ideas. We're talking all about sheep, an extension program coming up in February and March. And as he said, you can go online and register for that. My guest again today is John Yost with OSU Extension out of Wayne County. John, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck with the program.
Thanks for the opportunity, Dusty. Appreciate it.
That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.